Tango Tango Papa 2088, December 18, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you once again from home. So, figured while I was home and I've kind of felt like podcasting, I might as well just podcast. So, that's what I'm doing. And I'm also continuing to experiment with the green screen. I've made some adjustments, really kind of minor adjustments to the screen itself. It was kind of a little bit crooked, I guess, from when I initially just kind of opened the thing up. And so I straightened that out, and that may have helped just a little bit. And then as well, I added another light over here to my, it's actually one of those, it's a pretty good sized ring light that I talked about, I think, whenever I was home the last time. And so I added it, and I added a little bit of, it has the ability to shift colors a little bit, as well as the intensity. Now, there's still some light, the green light is still kind of bouncing off of the green screen behind me. But right now there's not a whole lot I can do with it. I'll continue to experiment with it, and it may be that if it was daytime right now, the extra light might sort of offset it. But in any case, it's not daylight anymore. It gets dark very early now. It's 5:35, so it's at this point it's completely dark. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. But in any case, I am enjoying kind of fiddling with this stuff. I haven't actually been anywhere today. It rained probably upwards of about 3.5 inches yesterday. And way into the evening, and then sometime overnight while I was sleeping, it stopped. The rain kind of stopped, and now it's kind of, I think it kind of stayed overcast today, as far as I know, and because I didn't really look outside very much, stayed overcast, and I do know that it was kind of chilly. I think the high today was only 45 degrees. And it's actually supposed to get down to like 24 tonight. So that's a fairly hard freeze. So I made sure that I got I had some like cans of diet soda in the truck, the ones that I carry with me. So I made sure that I removed those, because they will, if it gets, they can freeze. If you get enough of a freeze for long enough, they can freeze and then kind of explode. And so I'd rather that didn't happen. So just brought them in. And, you know, the other stuff that I have out there, there's some toiletries and stuff like that. And generally speaking, I don't have to worry about that freezing. So, you know, it seems to just sort of, stuff like that just seems to survive cold temperatures and doesn't seem to affect it that much. Because I don't always just bring every possible thing in that can freeze. I've never done that, just with kind of blatantly watery liquids or where the potential problem could be. Of course, the refrigerator that I have in the truck, I keep that when the truck is parked and of course I have the juice to the batteries cut off. So I always have to make sure that I open the refrigerator door, because otherwise if it starts to get warm in any refrigerator after it's been used, then starts to stink. And I've had that happen a couple of times with this one when I initially kind of forgot to leave the door open. I've done that a couple of times, and so now I just mostly remember to, whenever I get home and I'm going to cut the power off, I just open the thing up, and I have to remove anything that would need refrigerated, and primarily it would be the cheese, those cheese sticks that I carry. So, but, we're in for a relatively hard freeze tonight, it could have snowed, or we could have gotten frozen, a freezing rain. We certainly could have gotten that, because that's certainly been known to happen around here. I remember one time when I was, still more of a teenager at that point. My family would come down here periodically and visit relatives that lived down here in Northwest Arkansas. At the time, we were still living in Kansas. And so I remember one time it was sometime in Thanksgiving. And there was an entire day of freezing rain, and kind of rain, and it was, right around the freezing mark, and it was kind of freezing here and freezing there, and it was kind of a mess. So we haven't had anything like that so far this year that I know of, but it's just kind of really a matter of time when something like that, those kind of things happen, and you just have to deal with them when they do. I was watching there was a bank from Mayfield, Kentucky, that posted a video on YouTube. It's about a minute and a half long. They posted this video where, it was security camera footage that they had recovered after the fact. And so you had the main front doors and then a couple other camera angles inside the lobby, like an east angle and a west angle. Successively, when the front of the building was destroyed, and you could see things beginning to, the doors were beginning to sort of bulge in, because there was two doors, they had an external door and then a kind of a double door situation. So you had I don't know if you'd call it an atrium, but whatever the space is, because a lot of businesses will have two doors that you go through, and that's to kind of cut down on either the air conditioning costs or the heating costs. And so you could see the outside set of doors bulging in a little bit, and then all of a sudden it just wham, and that's when the whole thing really, it wasn't very gradual. It really, once it hit, so, but those things happen. Those things certainly do happen. And, you just have to, kind of be prepared for them as much you can, but how can you prepare for stuff like that? So, anyway, the other day I was thinking, because I was thinking about people are always talking about, they want to ask somebody, well, what's the meaning of life? I've heard people, they'd say, well, I'd like to ask God what the meaning of life is. Or, I've had people ask me, what's the meaning of life? As if I could tell them that, they're asking as if they actually got an answer to the question, what's the meaning of life? It's as if those words could simply edify them. Somehow those words could make everything all right, and of course the world doesn't work that way. You know, someone can tell you the actual meaning of life all day long, and it's really not going to make any difference, because it's one thing to hear words, and it's an entirely different thing to experience. Now, of course, we have to use words in order to describe experiences so that we're able to kind of communicate with each other. And, you know, words are sort of imperfect, and they can, you know, obviously human beings, we do share enough of, you know, we share a tremendous amount I guess you could call it a platform. We share a tremendous amount because we're able to, you know, read each other's emotions and look at faces, read emotions, read body language, and even languages like the English language or whatever. It's, you know, we're able to actually communicate, but at the same time, it's still words that we're using, and words may be able to sort of describe experiences. You know, you can read a book or read something and kind of get an idea of what the experience is or what it was, but it's not the same thing as actually, you know, experiencing something. And when you're talking about something like what is the meaning, you know, what is meaning, for example, what is the meaning of life, what is the meaning of existence, what is the meaning of anything, I think meaning really is to be derived from the proper set of experiences, not only the proper set of experiences, but implicit within that, the proper relationship to experience. Because two people can go through the same thing, and one person can derive meaning from something, and the other person is just completely devoid of meaning. So both, it's necessary to have the right relationship, essentially, with your creator. You know, if you're, you know, you believe in your, you believe there's a creator, and even if you don't, even if you think that it just happened somehow, we're just here, and but you have to admit that somehow, as conscious creatures, we're negotiating constantly with the world, or you could call it reality. We've got this awareness, this conscious awareness, and we have something called conscience, and human beings are constantly negotiating with the conscience, what is right and what is wrong. So we're in constant, you could almost think we're in constant dialogue with that, whatever it is that conscience is. And it's really necessary, in order to be able to find meaning properly, you have to not hate your conscience. You have to get over the fact, you know, get over any animosity that you might have towards your conscience. That's probably the biggest mistake that you can make, or one of the biggest mistakes that you can make, is to, you know, if you believe in God like I do, hate God, resent God. That's a terrible mistake. And if you don't want to say you believe in God, then still the biggest same difference arose by name, and arose by any other word is still arose. So if you don't want to admit that there's some kind of a creator, you don't think there is, there's still a conscience. That conscience is still very real, and that conscience, if you have the wrong relationship to it, it can cause you some very real pain, and trying to resist it, trying to build a wedge in between yourself and your conscience, trying to distance yourself from it, really results in quite terrible consequences. You end up sort of distorting yourself terribly, distorting your personality, distorting your ability to accurately perceive the world, and therefore distorting and maybe even destroying your ability to successfully interact with the world. So it really is necessary to get over, get rid of any animosity that you have towards your creator or towards conscience. Whatever it is that we're negotiating with, and if you think about it, we always are negotiating. It goes on constantly. It's a fundamental part of human consciousness. Is this negotiation that goes on all the time? What is right? What is wrong? What is appropriate? What is inappropriate? Etc. So if you can get rid of the animosity and actually make friends with that conscience, which you're actually making, I believe, and you're making friends with your creator. But if you can actually make friends with your conscience, and I mean actually do it, and never, and once I was able to make friends with my conscience, then I would never do anything that's going to violate it. Now, or violate the relationship, but that doesn't mean that I'm perfect, because I do make mistakes, and the conscience does remind me that, you made a mistake. And then the idea is, if I find that I make a mistake, then I examine the mistake, examine the circumstances around the mistake, whatever it was that I made, whatever the mistake was. It could be a moral mistake, for example. It's up to me to examine the circumstances, and if I can do that honestly, then I can mitigate or maybe even eliminate the possibility that same error, that same missing the mark, because that's what sin really means. To miss the mark, I can kind of mitigate or eliminate the possibility of that particular thing happening again. And I find that with the proper relationship to conscience, with the proper relationship, I am able to, or better able to end up in, circumstances. Well, that's not quite right, but I'll say that for the time being. Circumstances where I'm able to derive meaning. But it's more than just circumstances. But meaning really isn't to be, you know, it can be found in work. That's one thing, one place where it can be found. And that really revolves around, you know, kind of figuring out what you're good at, because everybody's good at certain things, some people more than others. But generally speaking, we're all good at, you know, certain things, and then you're kind of figuring that out, and then doing that, kind of trading that for things from other people that they're good at. And there really is meaning to be derived from that, because otherwise, you know, we're here, we exist for a relatively short time. You know, you look at the time scale of the universe, and we're over just like that. You know, so we're not here for that long. You know, and we know that we're going to die. Don't know exactly when, but we do know that we're going to die. And in the meantime, you know, there may be, there could be different kinds of sicknesses and misery and people, other people around you dying and different things, you know, not necessarily good things happening around you, depending on how you're, on a variety of factors. So it's, you know, it's no wonder that people become despair-filled. And it's no wonder that there are some people that contemplate suicide, and sometimes they're successful at it. And it's kind of no wonder. You know, I can absolutely understand that. But then the problem is that, so what do you do? What does it mean to exist? What good is it? What good is it if, you know, just, let's say someone's just, they're kind of hanging around waiting to die. What good is that? So you need some reason, some justification for getting out of bed every morning. And if number one, like I say, if you have the right relationship with your creator or your conscience, whichever one you want to call it, if you got that right relationship, that takes care of a big chunk of it, because that right there removes the misery. You know, a giant chunk of the misery just vanishes. If you got the right relationship with your conscience, that part of the misery just vanishes. And beyond that, then find something that what is it that you're good at? What is it that you can bring to the table that other people are able to utilize? It's going to bring, you know, sort of a positive impact, or you could say the word blessing, to other people. Because it ends up kind of being a win-win. Because it's a win for you if you can help other people, and then you make money in the process. And it's a win for the other people because they can't do what you're doing for them. So you're doing something valuable for them, and they're doing something valuable for you in return. So that's a situation where it ends up, it can end up being a win-win-win all the way around with no downsides. You know, if once my anxiety, and I've talked about this in the past, a few years ago, I woke up one day and I realized my anxiety was gone. And, you know, it kind of just snuck up on me. I really couldn't pinpoint when. I can kind of pinpoint the general time when it happened, but there was no specific event. It just sort of happened, and you know, it's kind of like I wasn't looking. I was looking the wrong way, looking the other way whenever it happened, and then I kind of realized it after the fact. But once my the anxiety was gone, that's one thing, and it's a major thing. But at the same time, then what do you do with your time? Do you just, you know, it's nice not to have anxiety, but then you just hang around and wait to die then? No. You know, the anxiety's gone, great. But what's the point of waiting to just kind of hang around and, you know, wait to die while you watch Netflix and overeat? What's the point of that? So you need, on top of getting rid of the anxiety, you need something to kind of do, you know, with your time. And as I say, it usually revolves, is something that revolves around helping other people, you know, doing things for other people that you're good at. And in that process is where meaning can be found. But it's not something that someone's going to communicate to you. It's not simply a series of words that some guru is going to tell you. That, you know, X is the meaning of life. That's not what it is. It's really meaning in it. You can find meaning in existence, but there's no meaning of existence per se that someone can just communicate to you in words. So when someone asks you, well, what's the meaning of life? You know, that's actually the wrong, tell them, hey, that's the wrong question. What is the meaning of your life, and what are you doing in order to discover it? Because you should be on a mission of discovery. What's the meaning of your existence? Where is the meaning of your existence? Or, you know, are you looking for it? Are you just sitting around watching Netflix or whatever and waiting to die? So, but, you know, people are asking, really, the wrong question. So I think I'm going to go ahead and keep this short. We're at 27 minutes. While I'm home for time off for my vacation time, I may well end up doing, you know, I could see myself doing a podcast every day. And now I'm not making a promise that I'm going to do that, but I could see that happening, especially while I'm playing with this green screen. So, anyhow, hope everyone is having a great weekend so far. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.